You're listening to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
It's the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Times. Let's take a look. The first reading from Wisdom, the Book of Wisdom, chapter 11, verse 22 through chapter 12, verse 2. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 145, verses 1 and 2. Then verses 8 through 11, then 13 and 14. Our second reading from 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 11 through chapter 2, verse 2. And our gospel from St. Luke, this is a pretty famous story, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. This week, this is a really great week, these readings. And I'm really excited that we have these separated from All Saints Day, because these readings are really simple, yet they can never be meditated on and prayed on enough. In this first reading, we're going to be told about a God who loves us. And you're like, well, yeah, I know God loves me. Yeah, you might know that, but sometimes it's important to stop and really pause and reflect on it. Why does God have mercy on us? Because he loves us. Why is God so merciful? Because he can do anything. If there's two points you want to take away from these readings this week, the first point would be this. God never gives up on us, even when we give up on him. He will not give up on you. Even when you turn your back, even when maybe you feel like he's turned his back, he never does. Why? This is the second point. Because he loves you. You got that? Number one, he never gives up on us. Number two, because he loves us. That's why he doesn't. And that's what this first reading is reminding us. He's merciful because he can do anything, and he is merciful. He is mercy-filled. Okay, he can look past our sins. He can make us new. He is the one that makes all things new. And we cannot forget that. And that is why we're singing his praises in the responsorial psalm. I will praise your name forever. You're my God. You're my King. This is one of those things that we can so often forget when bad times come, when hard times come, or when we're offering up prayers and we feel like he isn't answering them the way that we want or on our timetable. Sometimes our humanity, our sin, we start to doubt, wow, does he hear me? Does he love me? Has he just given up on me because I've turned my back on him so many times? And God comes back to us again and again and again and reminds us, I will never give up on you. I died for you. I rose for you. I love you. In the second reading to the Thessalonians, this really is really interesting the way it's framed. The first part is talking about how God is going to shake us up, how God makes us worthy of his calling, how God brings forth every fulfillment, every good purpose, every effort of faith, that God sometimes is going to shake us up so that we will return to him, so we'll remember him, so we'll lean into him and we'll trust him, and we'll be reminded that he doesn't give up on us. But then it goes on to talk about how the world tries to shake us up, how the world tries to shake our minds, how there are other spirits besides the Holy Spirit, but there are other spirits that might try and take us away, and we have to remember God gave us the church in the world to be that beacon of hope, that beacon of truth, to constantly call us back to his love, to be that light in the darkness. And we can't forget. The same way that God's going to shake us free of the world's going to try to shake us free from God. And we can't forget that those two are at odds with one another. And that's why God put the church in the world, to have this outpost of heaven on earth that we call his church, his Catholic church. In this gospel reflection, this is the story of Zacchaeus. You might remember this one. Zacchaeus has been, he's a tax collector. He's been, you know, mocked throughout history because he's short, you know, and Zacchaeus climbs a sycamore tree as Jesus is passing through Jericho. And this is what's so ironic about the story, that he wanted to see Jesus. He wanted to see him so badly that he starts scaling a sycamore tree outside of all these crowds just so he can see him. And the ironic part is that while he was straining to see Jesus, Jesus was coming to see him. We're told in the last verse that the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. And he's going to walk up to Zacchaeus, look him in the eyes, and he's then going to go to his home and sit at table with him and break bread with him. And everyone starts freaking out because Zacchaeus is the tax collector and a lot of people don't like Zacchaeus. And they start to grumble and they start saying, how can he go to the house of a sinner? But he stood there and he said to the Lord, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And we can't forget, again, the story of Zacchaeus is the same story as that first reading, that God doesn't give up on us, even if we've turned our back on him, even if we've given up on him, even if things that we've done have gone against the gospel, he does not give up on us. Why? Because he loves us. Because he loves Zacchaeus. Because he loves you. Because he loves me. And that's because he loves us. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at LifeTeen.com.